If you're in Tasmania this weekend, you may have been one of the lucky few to attend the state's biggest summer festival. Mona Foma's jam-packed schedule has kicked off, with events spanning across two cities in the Apple Isle. Director of Mona Foma, Brian Ritchie, joins us from Tasmania. Brian, lovely to talk to you.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
Great. And it's great to have live events happening again, of course. This was the first of two weekends. Did the crowds show up as you'd hoped for, as they did in the past?
Well, we knew there would be some COVID hesitancy because Tasmania is shifting from a zero COVID policy to living with COVID, and that's always stressful. But the people did indeed come out. We had around 1,400 people for Midnight Oil last night, and you know, it was in a huge space, so it was comfortable, and that's the way we built the festival.
Yeah, as you mentioned, some big names are on the bill for both weekends. Midnight Oil kicked off their national tour yesterday in the Royal Park. Did you manage to catch them?
Oh, of course. I wouldn't miss that for the world. But we had a lot of other events, and even the indoor events were spread out, sometimes over long periods of time. So we designed every event to be physically distanced and also spaced out in terms of time so that people would feel comfortable to come out.
Yeah, it's all about that comfort as well now as we move to this next phase. How difficult was it to work within the COVID restrictions and guidelines, but also, I suppose, that personal hesitancy?
You hit the nail on the head there. Planning was okay because we planned from the outset. We're not caught by surprise that there's some level of COVID in the community. But you can't, it's very difficult to get through to people psychologically because everybody has their own barriers. However, we did get good crowds, so we must have found some of the people who were open to it.
It's such an eclectic mix of artists on the bill. You've got musicians mixed in with monster cement trucks and an enormous laser show. Tell us about some of the more unusual acts that you're putting on.
Well, we did have, we had Thaw in the Gorge. The Gorge is a beautiful outdoor venue. And that was an iceberg with dancers suspended upon atop of it. And it was held up by a crane. So that was people, kids swimming and looking at this lady on an iceberg. As you mentioned, we have lasers. We have lasers coming up in Hobart on the next weekend, which is Robin Fox projecting lasers onto Kunanyi, which is Mount Wellington. That's going to be amazing. We've got Moju with the Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra. We've got many art installations. So it does really run the gamut. The monster trucks are a special thing, too, because we had four different Tasmanian artists decorating cement mixers that are just basically doing their job, driving around the cities, and people see them at random, and then they have a rally at one point during the festival.
Regarding the traditional owners of the land, your philosophy is that Mona Foma should be held to account and ultimately judged on your actions. So what are you doing in that space?
We have a number of First Nations artists, both Tasmanian and also some from the mainland. For example, at 10 o'clock, I'm going to be doing something at the morning meditations at Tin Camp Studio, which is of Warren Mason. And it's an homage to the tin camps that the Aboriginal people lived in, like shantytown type situation on the mainland. But it's a place where people can get together casually and perform or talk and have workshops. That's one of them. Julie Goff, who's one of our great Tasmanian Aboriginal artists, has created a work called The Missing, which is silhouettes that are dotting the highway between Hobart and Launceston. And it depicts Aboriginal interactions with the early colonial forces, which were not really properly taught or documented in this country and not illustrated. So we're helping to get the message out. And the best way is to let the artists speak for themselves and for their communities.
Well, really excellent program you put on, and it's nice to see people turning up for the arts again. Brian, thanks for your time.
Bye-bye.
Director of Mona Foma, Brian Ritchie there. The annual Music and Arts Festival will run until the 30th of January.